91.5 WMFO Medford.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking, completely incomplete. I'll take your invitation. Take all of me now. I'm falling even more in love with you.
WMFO in Medford. Mike here at 10:08, along with Mark, and happy to say we have Tyler Morris coming up. He's hanging on the phone like a trooper, and I'll be talking to him in just a second about a lot of exciting stuff that's happening with him. I mentioned that his ongoing project of the Van Halen tribute shows is happening, so we'll talk all about that and get caught up. Let me tell you what I played in that short set. Wonderful new record from Guided by Voices called Sweating the Plague. That was Heavy Like the World, and then a couple of songs that are, what did you call them?
What are you talking about?
You called them a certain kind of a song that's a guilty pleasure.
Oh, guilty pleasure.
Couple of guilty pleasures. One was Lifehouse.
Definitely guilty pleasure.
Hang by a Moment. Yeah. I haven't heard that in a million trillion years, which is a long time.
It is.
And that last one was Lone Justice.
And that's not a guilty pleasure.
No, I remember.
Lone Justice was extremely talented. Maria McKee
was
amazing.
I remember her from, the song from when I was at WSFR with all of you.
Yeah.
We played that stuff. Called Shelter. All right, I'm going to bring our friend Tyler Morris up on the phone. And Tyler, like I said, has become quite the guitar aficionado. Of course, he's a really old man at this point, but I don't want to get on with that. How you doing, Tyler?
Great, you?
Yeah, pretty good. You awake now?
Yeah.
It looks like you had a really exciting night last night, actually.
Yeah, I was at Ernie Bach's Christmas show with Billy Gibbons was the entertainment for the night, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Did you get to play with him, or were you just hanging out, or what were you doing?
Nah, I was just attending the event. I met Billy a few times. He's a great guy. He's also doing a tour, or they did one that they do it like every summer, the Supersonic Blues Machine, with my friend Joe Lewis Walker, who I've had on a couple records, and played with live like more times to count, that's a really cool thing. They do that in Europe, so I met Billy a bunch of times. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a personal hero for sure. I mean, I love his work for sure. And I know that you know an awful lot of great guitarists. And from the first time we met, I had asked you, as I do everybody, like who your influences are. And you mentioned a few of them, but certainly up there was Eddie Van Halen and Van Halen the band. And you've taken that next step, and you've put together, I think you've done three of them now, three shows that are featuring Van Halen music.
Yeah, this will be the third at the Spire, January 11th.
Yeah,
Plymouth, and it's actually it's funny because last night I had probably about three people come up to me, two of the three people recognized me from the Van Halen show, and they're like, "Hey man, you like Van Halen?" And they're like, "Yeah, you know, we saw your show." Like one of them was at the Regent, the other was at the Larkin. This is my third time doing it. And it's going to be even better than the other two times combined.
Yeah, you were telling me a little bit about it. It's really pretty exciting because the show that I saw at the Region was fantastic. But this features some people from a touring band that plays tribute to Van Halen all the time. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the new show.
Yeah, so basically we've merged two Van Halen. We've merged the drummer and myself from, you know, my tribute. And then we've also added in a bass player and a singer from this band, Fear Warning, that's based locally, but they're a touring tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, their show that they do is kind of, it's like ours has a lot of props involved and things like that, and we really try to make the stage show equal to the music show as well. That's something that they hadn't really done before. We were looking for a bassist and singer who were kind of like who would be willing to spend time learning some of these songs that we've been getting requested at the previous two shows. And these guys, not only did they fit the bill, but they were thrilled to do the stage show stuff as well. So it's like, just for one example, we previously we've had about one gong at each show.
G-O-N-G, a gong.
I have two gongs at
really?
Each show.
So it's a multi-gong experience.
Yeah, exactly. So, we haven't figured out how to light one on fire like Alex yet.
Oh, I can give you a few suggestions. We'll talk after.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing later? I noticed in the show that I saw on the Regent, there's a replica guitar, and there's something real special about this one. I guess it's a Kramer 5150 replica, and you've got something going on with a contest for somebody to be able to win that, right?
Yeah, so essentially anyone who buys tickets to the January 11th show... all you have to do, there's steps on the Spire website and everything, but basically all you have to do is you have to, once you purchase your seat, follow me on social media, and then message me a copy of your ticket receipt, so then I'll have your name and where you're seated. So then during the show, I'm going to give away that guitar. If you've purchased a ticket to the show and you've sent me that receipt, you'll be entered in the raffle automatically. That's one reason that, you know, I suggest getting tickets before the show, because then you'll be entered for that raffle. But we'll announce that during the show, and from the stage, we'll call, you know, the person sitting in seat one, row H or something, but like we'll call it exactly where the person's sitting, so you know, it'll be a total surprise. So I'm looking forward to giving away that. I'm still undecided if I want to. I think I might put up the guitar. I might play it on stage before I give it. But you know, then again, it's like kind of a new guitar, so I don't know if I want to. I don't know if the person wants my hands all over it, but.
I think that'd be fine. And if people out there can't picture what the guitar looks like, if you think of Van Halen back in their heyday, it's Eddie's famous design guitar. You know, it's the red and white striped guitar. It's just a great looking guitar, and I suppose it's quite a nice guitar to play, huh?
Yeah, it's great. You know, they got every detail aesthetically, as well as they get the neck profile correct. And you know, I'm someone who's kind of like studied all that stuff, because you know, I'm into making my own replicas. Which actually is, some believe it or not, I was, to sidetrack a bit, I was, I don't know if you've mentioned this on a show, but I have a relationship with Gibson. I'm a Gibson artist. Gibson, Epiphone, Kramer, the whole ordeal. And the new CEO over there has shared with me numerous times that his first experience for guitar building and getting into that whole passion was he actually built himself a Frankenstein replica. So we kind of like shared that experience. I've studied all the guitars, and you know, this one pretty much nailed it.
Mm-hmm. And I've got an image that you provided to me about how to win that guitar, and I'll just go over it again. Just purchase tickets, and you purchase online at spirecenter.org, and follow Tyler on social media, then DM him a picture, a photo of your receipt, and when you're sitting in your seat there, you could win that guitar, which is a really cool thing. And once again, the Van Halen tribute is happening on Saturday, January 11th, 8 p.m., Spire Center for the Performing Arts. That's in Court Street in Plymouth. I'm going to be there, so I think you all should be there too. It's going to be a great show. I saw it at Regent, and it's really quite an experience. So I'm looking forward to it, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you there, and you know, I'm definitely looking forward to playing the show. We've been rehearsing like every week,
yep,
since September.
So, before I play, it's really nice of you. You gave me a couple of audio samples of what the band sounds like, so I'm going to play those after we finish talking in a bit. But I just have to ask you, I don't know if you want to talk about it or not, but I think I've heard rumors that there might be a new album of yours in the works. Is that true?
Yeah, it's all done, in fact. It's being released in May, and it was produced by Mike Zio. at his studio in Beaumont, Texas, which is ironic because I'm seeing him with Mike Zito tonight, actually. But it was produced at his studio there, and I get some of my friends on the record. I get Joe Louis Walker, I get Ronnie Earl locally, and I get Amanda Fish on there. I got Louis Stevens from the Freddie King Band, and I got Mike's all-star band that has played with everyone, and as usual, Tyler Morris record. For those familiar with my catalog, the majority of the songs are originals. When I started doing my last record, I started adding like about one of my favorite covers to the song that I usually do with a guest. So mm-hmm. on this one, we're doing Poke Sal and Annie with Joe Louis Walker, because Tony Joe White passed away, and I want to pay tribute to him. I got to meet him at the Blues Music Awards last year before he passed away.
All right, that's definitely a nice thing to do. Yeah, that's definitely a nice thing to do. So are these guests really just playing instruments, or are they singing, or are you doing any singing on this one?
Yeah, so the guests are actually, all the guests are singing, although Mike did do some dual guitar work with me on the record.
Hmm.
For like a track or two, I'm singing all the original songs on the record, and actually come to think of it, I'm singing a Gary Moore tune as well.
That's a first, right? You haven't been doing vocals before.
Yeah, it's definitely a first for me. I've been kind of experimenting with it for years, singing like blues standards and stuff, but I've never sang my own material. It's something that, you know, I'm real excited to do, because it's hard to relate to a singer, really, you know, what you want exactly down. And it's always going to be better if you do it yourself to get out your vision. And, you know, if I was working with a collaborative method with a band, I would prefer the singer to derive that melodic thing. But for this project, I think with the blues genre, you my style of singing really works, and it's you know, it's not it's something that's kind of unique to me, the way I sing. I mean, I'm no like Paul Rogers or Steven Tyler, but you know, I sing how I write the songs, and I write the songs so they work with my voice, and vice versa. I don't make any real compromises with the songwriting.
Yep.
So essentially what that means is I don't, you know, if I think I can sing the song, then I do it. If I think the song is better served with someone else doing it, like I guess like Joe, or I have a song that Amanda Fish does on that one, on that record, then, you know, I let them do it, because, you know, I don't want any compromising. If I write a song that's out of my range, and I, you know, I would rather give it to someone else to do than me lowering it or changing it, or
sure.
Yeah, you know, it's been a great experience, and the majority of the songs I do sing on the record, I think 9 out of 11 of them.
Oh, wow. Well, that's aggressive. That's a lot of songs. What's the title of the record?
We're still experimenting with that, but as of a few days ago, I think we're going with Living in the Shadows, which is the name of my favorite song on the record. That's okay. Also original.
So a title track kind of thing. That's great. And it's coming out in May, you said?
Yep. First week of May, right around the Blues Music Award time. We did videos already, and we just did cover art last week, so we just got to package everything together.
Okay, so not to be selfish, but to be selfish, when are your radio friends going to get to play this?
So we're planning to release singles in February, March, and April.
Okay.
So, you know, you and everyone else is welcome to premiere those singles, and you know, get that information out there, as of February, I would say would be the earliest, and then the whole album drops in May. So,
right.
then you could play the rest of the we have 11 tracks, so there's 8 more that we won't release as singles.
Gotcha. I'm looking forward to that. So just before I play a couple of tracks from the live show and a surprise for you that I picked, I didn't tell you about. This is happening, the Van Halen tribute featuring Tyler Morris is happening Saturday, January 11th, 8 o'clock start time at the Spire Center for Performing Arts on 25 and a half Court Street in Plymouth. And remember, you can win a replica Kramer 5150 guitar. Just order your tickets online at spirecenter.org. Follow Tyler on social media and then just send him a DM with a photo of your receipt, and you could be sitting there and win this guitar. And we don't know whether or not he'll play it beforehand, but I'm saying that you should. That's just my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll try.
Do it.
You know, Yeah.
All right. So, Tyler, you were nice enough to give us a couple of examples of this band from a couple of previous shows you did. I want to start by playing your version of Ice Cream Man, then Hut for Teacher, and then the song I'm not going to tell you about. You just have to listen for it. All right?
Okay.
All right. So, hey, listen, I'm going to take you up on that promise for February to hear some of the new material. And hopefully you come into the studio next time so we can do a proper promotion for it. And I thank you very much, as always, for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon. Tyler Morris, everybody. And like I said, a couple tracks from the past shows of the Van Halen tribute. This one's Ice Cream Man at WMFO.
Sometimes it plays sometimes it rains, some keep you cool. Better look out now, cause day's got something for you. Check what it is. I'm your ice cream man, stop going passing by. Oh my, my, your ice cream man, stop going when I'm passing by. See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Oh, real tardy.
It's WMFO, Medford, 10:36 in the morning. I'm always living in the past.
It's 9:36 somewhere.
Thank you. It is. Well, that was a really nice little conversation and some Van Halen tribute music, and Van Halen just ended up with the actual band from 78's Van Halen record. Wow. 1978.
That is, wow, 41 years old.
I hate people that can do air math like that. Wow. I'm impressed and disgusted at the same time.
Yeah, I'm disgusted too, actually.
That was Little Dreamer, and that's the one I referred to with Tyler on the phone, because I know that's a favorite of his, a favorite of mine as well.
Great song.
And then his band, Tyler Morris Eruption, the band that goes out and does this Van Halen tribute, we heard two. We heard Ice Cream Man and Hut for Teacher, both live from the actual performances. I'm telling you, I was at that show. I'm going to the one in Plymouth in January. It's really a fun time. I mean, they really go all out. It's loud, and it's the musicianship is great.
And it's funny, you don't really hear that kind of music anymore
you
with the new bands.
No.
You know, that cocky swagger, and boy, that you know, I play guitar, and that kind of guitar work I could never, ever do.
Yeah, well, some people make it look easy.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really good. I hope you all enjoyed that as much as we did here in the studio. I think I broke the speakers again.
You did.
I did? Yeah, well, it's okay. I'm used to it. I'll fix them.
Okay.
I just give them a swift kick, and then they're back.
Good luck trying to kick that.
Yeah, I know. It's way up there.
Yeah, you need a ladder? I get a ladder.
10:38. Why do you have a ladder?
I don't know.
10:38 in the morning. New Noise. This is really exciting to play this. This New Noise from the Marcus King Band.
Mm-hmm.
This is just great. If you haven't heard him before, hold on to your hats, or if you're not wearing a hat, find something else to grab onto. No suggestions from me. But this is terrific. This is called Wildflowers and Wine. New Noise from the Marcus King Band here at WMFO, Medford.
Wildflowers and wine. Old scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. We're still here dancing after all this time. Wildflowers and wine. I walk through fields of evergreen, a golden sun like I've never seen. I pick them one at a time, wildflowers. Wildflowers and wine.
It is too playing, I'm telling you. I swear to God it's playing. But it doesn't want to play. I don't know why that is. I'm sorry, Dave. This is a request for Dave Riley. And I just did that. All right, I'm going to see if I can do that after. Let me play. I have a request for Mark to play. I'm going to do that now. I can switch it up like right in the middle of things. Watch how I do this. I'm such a pro. All right, here we go.
One, two, three, two, two, three.
They say we got our heads in the clouds. We're too high for them, not coming down. We'll keep dancing, feet off the ground.
Shadows on the phone, the world. come down. When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You cannot hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This girl's too young to be singing.
Every year, 600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFL. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org. Or make a check out to the Trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO Attention Donation P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice. Think of the puppies. Standing on the edges.
Okay, it's 3:17 a.m. You tuned in with your main man, Tommy Inglethorpe. This next song's gonna keep you warm on a cold, cold night. So if you don't got a lover, just close your eyes and listen to Harm.
Like a rabbit in headlights, I stung by all your charm.
WMFO. in Medford just before 11 o'clock in the morning. This is Mike. Let me tell you what I played and then do my thank yous. And then Something About the Women is coming up with Jane. And we'll meet her in just a second, or introduce her in just a second. You know Jane. We know Jane. Started off that last set with the Marcus King Band, brand new, called Wildflowers and Wine. What a